moving Parliament, guys. Moving Parliament from Cape Town to Pretoria.
Okay.
So the logic behind this, I would assume, is that, look, it's really expensive to be set. Most of the cadres are here anyway.
Yeah.
The president himself is here in Pretoria. So, you know, I guess shipping people up and down or flying people up and down to Cape Town for these seatings of parliament is proving too expensive. That's why they've commissioned this feasibility study to see, well, look, how much will it cost for us to move parliament to Pretoria? And in the next couple of years, what will those running costs be year on year? And will that be less than what the current running costs are year on year for Cape Town?
Yeah, now Speaker Baleka Mbete told members of Parliament yesterday, she said, with respect to the proposal of relocating Parliament from Cape Town to Pretoria, an external service provider, this is Pamoja Pty Ltd, has been appointed to conduct a six-month socio-economic and impact study commencing this month. So we'll see.
Hi.
It's a study for now. They're not moving yet.
Pamoja wa gaula jo.
Once get hand up.
Hey boy, wa gaula the cash jo. They're chowing all the money
for the study
for 6 months. I wish I had got that tender. At the end, I would have just been like, but guys, Cape Town has a mountain. I don't know. There's something nice. I guess for me as a South African, I mean, I'm not a member of parliament. If I was a member of parliament, I would definitely have to say that I'm opposed to them moving parliament from Cape Town to Pretoria. But that's just me wanting to go to Cape Town for this thing.
And can I go off on a tangent for a bit? The Western
Here we go.
Yes.
Strap yourself in. Do you have your seatbelts in your car?
I asked permission, guys. So the Western Cape is a stronghold for the DA, and I just feel like everything seems to be centralized in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, which is our administrative capital as well. So to have it here would make logical sense.
Pretoria is run by who now?
What do you mean?
Who won the municipal elections of Pretoria?
It is the DA as well, but I'm
and
saying
Joburg?
That is the stronghold.
I just don't see your argument about...
No, it's the stronghold.
Saying, are you saying that there are members within the government that want to move it out of Cape Town because Cape Town is a DA stronghold?
I'm saying that most things
are
run...
Then they must move it to KZN or they must move it to Bloemfontein.
No, most things are run either in Johannesburg or Pretoria when it comes to parliament and stuff like that. So it does make sense for them to move everything here instead of being that side.
There's another side to this that we haven't really thought about, and that being the financial implications or repercussions for the city of Cape Town, for the mother city, if they move Parliament out. So, yeah, you might be saving money, but there are a lot of people in the mother city who are now going to lose money. Think of caterers. Think of people, every time there's a seating of Parliament, there are people who have jobs. They have tenders. They're service providers that service Parliament. So what happens to those people? All of these things need to be taken into account, and then I just sat back and I realized, listen, I don't know as much as Oliver Dixon. Hey, why not ask Oliver Dixon?
True.
He's our resident politics expert. So we chatted to Oliver real quick. This is what he had to say about the proposed move of Parliament from Cape Town to Pretoria.
Before South Africa became independent from British colony, the Afrikaners had for the first time an opportunity to negotiate South African state they would be part of. As they negotiated with the British, they decided on three things. They decided on the legislative capital, they decided on the judicial capital, and they then decided on the administrative capital. The administrative capital is Pretoria. That's where the union buildings are. Judicial capital is in Bloemfontein, and the legislative capital is in Cape Town, which is where Parliament is. However, people who work in the union buildings also work in Parliament, by and large, given that the union buildings holds ministers and the president. You know, we have a cabinet of about 35 ministers and 37 deputy ministers who constantly have to travel between Cape Town and Pretoria on a daily basis. And quite a number of other members of parliament spent a significant amount of time in Johannesburg. So they spent an incredible amount of money traveling between Cape Town and Pretoria. And so for many years, people have argued this is expensive. And so the EFF came along and said, yo, we need to move parliament to Pretoria so that it can be at least closer to the union buildings to make traveling much less expensive. I'm unconvinced at this stage, and a lot of people are, that it will cut costs significantly. Firstly, you'll have to build an entirely new building that can house these people, but also parliamentarians are provided with housing, you know, so you'd have to set up an entirely new parliament village, which would have to house 400 parliamentarians. That sounds like an entirely new community that you have to build
up.
And obviously these things take time. And in the very, very long run, it may be cheaper, but in the immediate, it would be incredibly expensive. Maybe this can be a gradual shift that takes maybe like a decade to actually happen, or maybe 5 years to happen. And I know Baleka Mbete has mentioned this before, and Thandi Modise, that there are conversations about seeing how they can optimize ICT and digital communication to be able to allow parliamentarians to be part of parliamentary sittings without actually being in parliament. So it means that they don't always have to travel, and it cuts down on the travel cost.
Imagine if they had like Skype sessions in Parliament where it was just a bunch of screens.
Yo!
All sitting there. Point of order, point of order, point of order. Brr, 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 there goes the signal.
It would be a mess.
They need to be there in person.
Yes.
He makes a good point. And that was my point as well. Like the infrastructure, they're going to have to invest a lot. Building that whole village, building. So initially, I don't think it'll lower costs. And I'm sure that the guys who have been commissioned to do this study, they're going to be looking into the future. They're going to be looking, okay, how much money do we save year one, year two, year three?
Yes.
It'll probably be like a 5-year plan and say, okay, by year five, how much are we saving, as opposed to if this thing just stayed as it is in Cape Town, and those people are on a daily basis. You could be needed in Pretoria in the morning, then you need to be in Cape Town, then you need to be back in Pretoria. So,
my biggest question is, who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for this? Is it taxpayers' money?
Where are you paying for this?
That's all I need from the study.
Where now in your tax you're paying for this?